Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm expecting you to call in today. This is a really cool topic. I'm looking forward to it to end the week. And I was just talking with our producer, Michael McCall, and we were just saying what a beautiful week it has been on Take Two with so many calls. But I can't have you start your weekend yet. You got to call in. So here's the question, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I just want to see what you how you describe this. And it's very interesting, and you'll see how it weaves into our spiritual lives. What does true friendship look like to you? What does true friendship look like to you? Is it loyalty, honesty, unconditional support, standing by someone in good times and in bad, all sorts of things like that, showing empathy, sympathy? What does true friendship look like to you? And maybe you have a very true friend or many friends, and you can share some of the qualities, the details of that friendship. So we can look towards, cultivating and bringing forth friends like that. Maybe you have never really found a true friend, or you thought you had a true friend, and then you experienced some betrayal, and it really hurt. And you know, let's talk about that as well. Why do we talk about it from all angles? Because that's the way we roll here on Take Two. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so it's very important. And why do we do that? Because we learn and grow together. That's what we're using this platform for the mystical body of Christ. That's you, and that's me, and that's all of us coming together. And so we learn and grow by our lived experiences. So when you call in and speak to Matt, you are taking part in this effort to really evangelize, really help others, catechize, and inform others. Very important work we're doing here, and we unpack these subjects together. So what does true friendship look like to you? Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And the show team is in place. Matt is on the phones. Michael's at the controls and Rich is on social media. I'm waving to everyone. So nice to be with all of you on this beautiful Friday. I love Fridays, but I really want to know the qualities of a great friendship. And have you experienced that? Do you have good friends around you right now? Are you looking for those true friendships? Please call in. Now, if you don't have time because it's Friday, I understand that. Okay, we try to please here. You can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and how you define what does true friendship look like to you, and just know that message and data rates may apply. You can also pop it in on the chats and we'll pick it up there. Rich is so good on social media, and or you could go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You could share it after the show if you want to talk more about this, or find me on my personal Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani, or you can email us take2@ewtn.com. I will also bring out the prayer book for you so that you could add any first names of friends that you want to praise God for and highlight. I put my dear friend and all my friends from elementary school in the book. I put them all in the book. I'm just adding them as we go. See, I'm doing that right now. Kristen, Karen, Mary, I mean, just beautiful friends from my childhood and have stayed friends with. In fact, it was just my friend Karen's birthday 2 days ago. So we see how you remember birthdays. That's part of true friendship. You remember birthdays. How about that? But you know, for me, true friendship really is loyalty. I will tell you, actually, in any relationship, loyalty is a big thing for me. Always has been. And I just feel that sometimes in this world, we've lost a lot of that. Have we lost that? The loyalty, being loyal to one another, honesty, that real true friendship support. This world can be very cruel and it can be very hard on friendships, but let's talk about it. Phone lines are lighting up. That means you care about this topic. What does true friendship look like to you? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I do need you to weigh in though, because that's what makes this conversation conversation. We have a very robust discussion because you call in. If you sit this out, you're just going to hear me talk the whole hour, which I can, but I choose not to because it's really about you. It's about you sharing this platform in a way where you are imparting wisdom and knowledge and experience and understanding with the world. Okay, you are the teachers here. Please take advantage of this platform. What does true friendship look like to you? Now, if you've got a busy Friday, I understand that. You should see my to-do list. It is so long. If I held it up standing up, it would probably run all the way down the floor. I mean, really, seriously, it's a lot. I'm going to put it aside. I'm focusing on this hour. That's what I need you to do. So I need you to put your to-do list aside, put that baby down gently or in the bouncy chair, pull over safely to the side of the road, and please call in because this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. So make that call and share with us, what does true friendship look like to you? Full disclosure, I said that I added all some of my friends. I started adding my friends in the prayer book, Kristen, Karen, Mary, and the others. I go Tammy. I mean, I could keep going on and on. So many friends I've had since I was really young. But there have been friends that have fallen out of what I would call my circle of trust, right? You know, that famous movie, The Circle of Trust. Well, and it's been devastating, I will tell you. In fact, recently, I was betrayed by a friend that I've had for 25 years. She did something I felt on social media that was so hurtful to me personally. And I forgive her. I forgive her. And if she's listening right now, you know who you are, and I forgive you. I really do. And I still love you. But it's really hard for me to bring that person in really close to me right now because it's so painful. Has that ever happened to you where that trust has been betrayed? It's really broken you at some level. It's hurt you. And you're like, I still love this person and I have great memories with this person and I care about this person, but it's hard to bring them back in close to my heart. Let's talk about that as well. Number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, and we'll be right back with your calls. Asking the question today, what does true friendship look like to you? And you can also call in and share about a particular friendship that you have with someone right now, and you want to share just the beautiful parts of that friendship. You want to thank God for that friend. You want to put them in the prayer book. We had a caller that just was on the line that it was leaving some intentions for the prayer book, and that is fine. That's perfectly fine. I have the prayer book out. We'll put them in the book. But if you want to praise God for certain friends in your life, maybe your friend has passed away and you really want to just remember your friend in the prayer book, absolutely call in. We do this from all angles, all aspects, and that's how we learn and grow. So please call in. There's an open phone line for you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Ooh, I'm going to sneeze. Okay. God bless me. Okay. it's hard to sneeze and be on live radio at the same time. Okay. Before we go back to the phones, here's a couple other things I wanted to share with you, Lou. I was talking with Michael, my producer, on the break, and we were talking about a good quality of a friendship is when they can hold you accountable. When friends can really say, "Hey, you're acting foolish," or "Hey, that's not smart," you know, kind of get back on track. You know, keeping friends accountable. That is a beautiful aspect of a true friendship. Also, it's wonderful when you can not really be in touch with a friend for a year or 2 years, and all of a sudden you go and have lunch or you meet your friend, and it's like no time has passed, right? You just pick up where you left off and you start chatting, and you just talk, and you feel so relaxed, so comfortable. Isn't that beautiful? So could you share those kinds of beautiful different qualities of that friendship with us today? And why is this important for our spiritual life? It's important because we should surround ourselves with people that are going to lift us up, are going to hold us accountable. It's also a great way to be around like-minded people, to journey in the same direction so that you can, on this road to holiness, this road to sainthood. We're all called to be saints, folks. So it's really important that we surround ourselves with friends that can help us, and also we can help them, we can influence them. It's good to have, you know, really strong friendships, because that makes the journey that much more, you know, enriching and beautiful. And it's really quite lovely to see when you see friends have been traveling for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's incredible. I talk about my friend Kristen all the time. She's more like a sister to me. We met each other when she was a year old, and I was less than a year old, and we've been friends ever since. And it's just incredible. She was my maid of honor. I was her maid of honor at the wedding. I mean, it's amazing how you journey together through all the different chapters of life when you have these true friendships. But what does true friendship look like to you? I really want to know. Maybe it's just somebody fun to hang out with. Maybe that's true friendship for you. You just want to laugh. You want to relax. Somebody that accepts you. You know, is that true friendship for you? Is it loyalty? Like, I feel like it's loyalty. How about you want them to hold you accountable? A friend to challenge you. You know, let's really talk about it. Put their first names in the prayer book. My prayer book is filling up. That's good. We believe in the power of prayer. But if you sit this out, if you think somebody else is going to call for you and represent what you're trying to say, it probably doesn't happen, because it's really those that feel that tug in their spirit that step up and say yes and call in and share about true friendship. Maybe you've been very disappointed in the friends that you've had. Can you talk about that as well? What did you learn from that? Did you look for different type of friends in the future? Maybe you feel very alone right now in this world. Well, we are your friends. We are your family, the Take Two family. Maybe you could talk about having this virtual community of Catholic Radio to be there for you. That's wonderful, because we feel like we are true friends, because we're all traveling hopefully in the same direction. But I do need to hear from you. Matt is ready, willing, and able to answer your call. So dial in. You're getting started with your weekend. You're probably out shopping for Thanksgiving. I can't have you do that. Otherwise, the show doesn't work well without you. So please dial in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Let me share with everyone this beautiful small olive wood comfort cross with a cloth that's touched to Jesus's tomb. Never be without a reminder of the sacrifice our Lord made for us, giving his life in forgiveness of our sins. This small olive wood cross from Bethlehem has smooth edges and rounded corners, making it easy to hold in times of illness or trial. In the center is a small bronze finished case that contains a piece of cloth that was touched to Jesus's tomb at the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. And I was there, by the way. It's so powerful to be there. The cross measures about 3.5 inches high, and it's lightweight, making it easy to carry in a pocket or purse. It's available right now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping, online orders $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only, so use code FREE at checkout. I have been shopping on EWTNRC.com. As a matter of fact, I ran into a person in my town at the store recently, and she said, "Debbie, are you ready for Christmas? And I said, yes, I am. And she said, how come you're ready? How are you ready so early? I said, I went and shopped at EWTNRC.com, religious catalog, and I got all spiritual gifts again this year for people. She goes, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. So hopefully she's shopping this week as well. I'm a firm believer of giving spiritual gifts for Christmas. I really am. So anyway, wanted to share that. That's totally not on topic, but I just always share that what comes from my heart with the Take Two family. Okay, phone lines are lighting up. Now you guys are unpacking this question. What does true friendship look like to you? Again, if you just tuned in, maybe this show is exactly, you know, precisely for you. Maybe it's for you today and you need to talk. So pick up that phone. Okay, you don't need to pick up the phone. It's probably in your hand. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And call us. You'll speak to Matt. He is so wonderful to talk to. You'll chat with him for just a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live and you'll slip right into the discussion. Okay. The question is, what does true friendship look like to you? Now, I'm going to flip it a little bit. Okay. Have you been a true friend? Have you? Really? Think about it for a second. Maybe you were the one who let another friend down. Maybe you were the one who walked away when they really needed you, right? So, you know, that's interesting. Were you a true friend to others? Have you been a true friend? I personally think I have been a true friend. I have to tell you, I'm a very loyal friend. I think I am anyway. I really try hard to do my very best to uphold friendships. Oh, I just added some more friends like Debbie and another Karen. Okay, see, I'm adding friends like crazy into the prayer book. You can add your friends too as well. All these young moms, we were all young moms together raising our kids, and now our kids are in their 30s, and I'm still friends with them. It's just amazing. So have you been a true friend? What does a true friend look like to you? Okay, let's hear what Sheila has to say. Sheila is in Indiana on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. You go right ahead.
I can't hear you very well.
How come? You can't hear me? I'm so sorry.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I was listening to you and... Can you hear me? Sorry, I'm having problems.
Okay. No, Sheila, you go right ahead. We can hear you loud and clear. You go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I hear other people do that, and I go, oh, no. Now I'm doing that. But my thing is, I have been friends with this group of girls since I was in kindergarten. We all went to Catholic schools, most of us, and then high school, not so much. But most of us have known each other all our lives. Mm-hmm. And there were some of the people that I was not included. I was an awkward kid, I had traumas in my life, and I didn't know how to interact with people very well. But there were some that were friends and everything was good. Mm-hmm. But I was excluded a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, so when I came back to live in the tri-state area, I start seeing the people that I was friends with. Well, somebody wanted all of us to get together. And I said, I'd rather not. But they started including people that were not very kind to me. And I go, okay, well, let bygones be bygones. And I've really tried to, you know, just get over it. And I have. But the thing, I'm forgotten, and they think they could tell me, like, you're too defensive. And I'd say, well, don't say these things to me, you know? They think they can still correct me. I'm still that little girl. And when I defend myself, they say I'm defensive. But the latest thing that happened is I did not go to the last lunch with our group, and because I babysit for my granddaughter, and they all got together, the people that were there decided that they're going to do something different for our Christmas lunch. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get off for that day. I didn't babysit. My son made arrangements. And he works at a restaurant. He was going to give us 30% off, free appetizers. And I was really happy right. that I could do this because that's where we usually went.
Sure.
Well, then I get, oh, we decided we're not going there. We're going here.
Oh.
And I looked at my text and I go, wait a minute. I didn't get a text. Oh, we decided at our last lunch. I said, well, don't we usually discuss it on the text so everybody knows? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we just decided. Mm-hmm. And I said, I would appreciate if you would mention it when we go, you know, where we're going to go, what's going on the text, because I can't always make it.
Mm-hmm.
One person says, Sheila, it was an oversight. We didn't mean to do that. It wasn't on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going, wait a minute. I was an oversight. I am that. You are dismissing me to that degree.
Hmm.
And I would go to lunch with them sometimes, and I'm sitting there, and they're all talking among themselves, and no one was talking to me until, you know, there's a couple really courteous women there that will start, you know, talking. But I got to the point, I sat there, oh, why am I here? And I left. And they start treating me mm-hmm. like they did when I was a child.
Right.
And I cannot do the things they do. I cannot travel, go on vacation because our finances have changed. And I feel like that's part, I don't belong anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, Sheila, this is not where God wants you to be. He's given mm-hmm. you a lot of hints here. Cut bait and follow God, his will.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has been doing amazing things. He has made me blind. I don't know how to explain this, but I do things I don't realize that it's leading up to something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm following him.
Right.
Or he's
right.
just leading me. And I'm getting rid of people that are not of God. I'm not watching shows that I used to. And my whole life is changing, and right. I'm saying it's going to be hard because they're more a habit than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Yeah, Sheila. Instead of getting rid of people or things, you're moving them into the outer circle, okay, of trust. And that's actually, that can be very healthy at different times of our lives, right? So it sounds like I could be wrong, but it sounds like they're kind of holding you to when, how they treated you back when in elementary school, right? In elementary school. And so you're a different person and they're not acknowledging who you are today. And maybe they're not even acknowledging where you're at spiritually. Now, if they're not, that's unfortunate for them. They're missing an opportunity to learn about a growing and advancing and maturing Sheila, right? So they're keeping you back to when you were in elementary school. Some people like it that way. Some people like to have, they like to go down memory lane and kind of live in the different roles that they played when they were in elementary school and junior high and high school. But other people don't. And I think though, Sheila, if you still want to be friends with them, you don't necessarily have to be super close with them, but I do think they should get to meet you who you are today. Because they should experience you anew. And that's unfortunate that they're not doing that. And maybe that's a chance for you to say, hey guys, I really like you and I love you and I remember our past together and everything, but I'm a different person and let me share with you who I am. And I'd like you to really engage with me at that level. I don't know if that interests you. I would like to hear your comments, but you're going to hear the music in a minute, Sheila. I would like to hear your comments because actually I think your story can help a lot of people because I think that we are held sometimes in our past and or how we were treated in our past. And that's unfortunate. We do that with family members too. So Sheila, hold on. Actually, you're going to hear the music And everyone else, Dot, and the other callers coming in, you're coming in pretty fast now. That's great. There's one open phone line if you want to weigh in on this about the true qualities of a friendship, a good, solid friendship, a Christian friendship. Then call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. But Sheila, hold on. We'll be right back. We're asking the question today, what does true friendship look like to you? And we're just finishing up with Sheila. Sheila, hold on, don't go anywhere. I just want to say congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, WLHN 95.3 FM, serving Brandenburg, Kentucky, is celebrating 11 years this week with us, 11 years with us this week. Beautiful. 11 years. That's amazing. Think about that. 11 years of reaching souls 24/7 with Catholic radio. Congratulations to Rodney Pickering and his team at Meade County Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Beautiful. I always get choked up when I hear the amount of time for these stations, these affiliates, 11 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. It's so beautiful. So congratulations in Kentucky. Great job. Okay, back with Sheila in Indiana. So Sheila, anything I said, does that resonate with you? Are they holding you back to when you were in elementary school, the way they used to treat you or the way they used to overlook you? Is there any way you can hit the reset button with them before you move them into your outer circle of trust?
Well, I agree with you. Totally. Totally. And there are two people that I see them outside the group. Because they're good, holy Catholic women, and they're truly kind and compassionate. But I think many of these women have got into the money. They've got money now. They travel. They do things. And they've kind of changed. Mm. I haven't changed. Yes, I have. I've changed. But they've changed more worldly. And I think that's part of the problem. But I do want to tell you, it's my husband and I are celebrating 55 years today.
Wow.
Together.
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you, we've gone through hell, and we're working our way back. And I can't believe I got a Benedictine cross and medal. I found it. It was my stuff. I got it blessed, and my life has changed. Oh. I will not take it off except when I have to. And my little granddaughter, 15 months, she'll take the cross and I've showed her. She'll find it on me and she'll pull it up and she'll give it a gift. Mm-hmm. And she'll say, Jesus. So my life is changing for good and I do not want anything that prevents me from walking in God's will.
This
is why it concerns me.
Right. I totally agree with you, Sheila. But did you say your anniversary is this week or today?
It's today.
Today. Happy anniversary. Beautiful. I put you in the book. Can I have your husband's first name, Sheila?
Patrick. We were 17 and 18, right out of high school, got married.
I love it.
Had a baby early, and four kids, and we stayed together.
I love it. But Sheila... Right. But Sheila, hold on a second. I just want to share something. We do have full phone lines, so I've got to get to the other callers, but this is so important, your story. I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary, and Take Two Family wants to do that as well. So happy anniversary. Okay. But a couple things. You're on a great spiritual path. You've been through a lot. You've learned a lot. You've grown. You made it very clear to all of us that you want to stay on this path and you want to focus. And I understand that. And you're saying that some of these friends, your lifelong friends that you've had from school, they're in a different mindset, right? So maybe they're of traveling and going on vacations and things of that nature because they have the means to do it. But Sheila, they also need to experience you and what you have by way of your spiritual growth. So always remember that sometimes we As Catholic Christians, we want to, you know, insulate ourselves and only surround ourselves with people who are going to keep us rolling on that path of trying to attain sainthood if we can, right? We should all be trying to attain sainthood. And that road to holiness, we want to stay on that path. So we surround ourselves with like-minded people, a very, very healthy thing to do. However, when we have these other people in our view, it's also important that we're light to them. It's also important that they can learn from us. It's important that we can inspire them, and they can also inspire us in ways or reinforce why we are the way we are spiritually. So I just want you to feel empowered, maybe that's the best word, empowered to be able to be a light to these friends of yours, so that they can also see that you, Sheila, are taking a path that maybe, you know, you never know. You may have some of these friends that they go home after they go on a 5-day, 7-day vacation, and they're like, you know, I don't know, Sheila has something a little bit deeper than I do. Maybe I need to look to see what she's doing or what how she's celebrating her faith or how she goes to church and all the things that she is doing. So just keep that in mind. You're an example. You're a role model just because you're on that spiritual path. So I just want to give you that kind of affirmation and encouragement to keep going. You know, you don't necessarily have to bring them into the closest point of your heart and bring them in, you know, where you're telling them everything and you're confiding in them and you're hanging out with them all day long. But you also can have them as friends and also be an influence on them in a beautiful, positive way. I'm sure you thought of it, Sheila, but I just want to make sure you recognize that you are needed in that circle at some level.
Thank you for your wisdom.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. You know how many souls you probably helped today? Because I was thinking of a circle of friends that I have, and I was going, wow, this sounds so similar to what I've experienced. So, Sheila, you've helped so many souls today, and I thank you. And thank you for staying strong in the faith. Thank you for learning and growing through all the things that you have met through life. You know, life is an adventure. It's like a roller coaster, twists and turns, ups and downs. It sounds like you've been through your fair share of things. And you know what? You've gotten stronger. So God bless you, Sheila, and God love you. Thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate it and sharing your story. We did have somebody on the line that just dropped off. I think it was Matthew. If it's Matthew, you could call back if you want to share something. But in the meantime, I'll get to Dot. Dot is also in Indiana on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Dot. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, dear. I just am so enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that there were several things, a lot of things on my mind. I want to tell Sheila, her story is very heartwarming. And yes, I think everyone has friends who have done better and friends who have done worse, you know, financially, and that move it at a different way, you know, friends that travel around the world and all that. I'm 75 now. Mm-hmm. But I also have a lot of friends who've passed away, et cetera, and I can't tell her if she can be the salt in that circle to help mature her friends. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she is being that. She probably just doesn't realize it.
Right, right. I totally agree.
She will be a great blessing to them, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said, Dot, beautifully.
Well, I'm an old parish nurse. I'm retired now. I was trained through Catholic Charities. And I have an interesting case, friend, whatever, who was given to me, who had a terrible, tragic situation at the beginning of COVID. Her mother and father died, and her husband died. In the first 6 months, I'd say, of COVID, she was left widowed with a rather autistic son. And she is dyslexic on top of that.
Mm.
And she was really drowning when I met her, so to speak. She's very shy. She had her dyslexia, I think, made her feel. She had a psychologist for a father who was supposedly Catholic but never took her to church.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know the Lord very much. But she had reached out to some Lutheran friends of mine as a parish nurse in a small rural area. I know everybody in that area. they all use. She was put in contact with me, and she was putting me, I've been trying to help her understand the Lord and all that, but I helped her financially too, because she was in a lot of tight spots. She was suicidal when I first met her, because she had latched on to a person who had pretended to be a very good Christian man, who was just a real pothead, alcoholic scumbag. I guess you would say, not a friend, even though he posed himself as a friend. And she was too ignorant and too needy at that point to realize it, and got way too involved, unfortunately, with it. She's pulled back from that, although it still hurts her heart that he wasn't, quote unquote, the savior that she thought. She doesn't know the Lord yet, but she's learning now. She's growing and starting to learn more. But she was starting at the beginning of the summer, her financial needs were, she was asking me to do things that I could not afford to do, and she couldn't quite grasp that at one point, whatever. Anyway, I backed off a lot. I felt really bad, but I just backed off because I just didn't know how to deal with it, even as a trained parish nurse, the neediness of this person. And I just wanted her to learn that there were people besides myself that she could turn to, particularly the Lord, you know?
Right.
I had a good friend that I was talking to, and she said, Dot, you've got to let her, you can't be her savior yet. You are not her savior.
Right.
And that helped me. And I think we're getting on a more even keel, because didn't interact. Well, she did survive, and et cetera.
Right. You know? Well, Dot, let me share something with you. I've heard it said, like, friends come into your life for a reason, for a season, and for a lifetime, right? And I think God placed you in this person's life for a reason. You helped her when she was really down, and you were there for her. But or you could even say for this season, for a season that she's in. But you know, oftentimes it's not for a lifetime. And I think we as human beings, when we get close to people, there can be a dependency on that friendship. And sometimes it doesn't always happen that way. You know, people come into our life to get us to that next level, or to bump us up, or give us a hand, or help us in our times of need, or they're there as an emotional support for a long time. And so I really think, though, what you did from your heart was a beautiful thing. You really helped her, and you got her through this period in her life that was very difficult. Now, if she kind of overstepped or became too dependent, I don't think there's anything wrong with slowly backing off, because sometimes it can be too much for a person to have to do, like yourself. I mean, it can be tough. What I would do, though, is also say to her, you know, God puts people in our paths for a reason, for a certain time in our life. It doesn't always have to look that way, feel a certain way, or stay, or you know, be for long term. But it is the way our God works. He steps us along moment to moment, step by step, on this journey of life. So I think what you did was quite beautiful, Dot. And I tell you, I was faced with that too, where I helped somebody out and it got way too complicated, and I was like, okay, that's not what I signed up for. So, but I don't think there's anything wrong with slightly backing off. What I do think is painful is when people cut it off completely and don't give the person the explanation or the reason. And then that person feels very slighted or very hurt. And that's unfortunate when it happens like that, so abruptly. Anything else real quickly, Dot? We do have full phone lines. I'm going to try to squeeze in some more callers.
Okay.
Anything else?
God bless.
Okay, thank you so much. You're so awesome. Thank you for calling in. And it also says there that your mom is like 98 years old and still has some of her friends. That's so cool. I love that. My mom was 90 when she passed, and she still had some of her high school friends from Catholic school. It's so incredible. Okay, that was a great call by Dot. And now we're going to go to John in Minnesota, Sirius XM 130. Hi, John. How can you add to this discussion about true friendship?
Hi, Debbie. Yeah,
hi.
My best friend is my wife, 30
Aww.
Years. Yeah, I wasn't following the Catholic faith when I...
Oh, John, did I lose you?
Here's
John.
to get me back into the church.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a, you know, I'm actually from Virginia, but I'm a long-haul truck driver, and today I'm up in Minnesota, and... For a marriage to survive that, that's a special person sitting at home.
Oh, yes. Can you give us her first name? I brought the prayer book out for Dot and her for her mom and for Sheila and for Kathy and the others. Can you give us your wife's first name, John?
Yeah, her first name is Kathy with a K.
With a K. Okay, beautiful.
Yep.
I love that. You know, I love when spouses call in and say that their husband or their wife is their best friend. I think that's quite beautiful. And it shows that, you know, relationships, they are friendships, right? They're relationships.
Yeah.
They have those same qualities of what I talked about, that unconditional support and loyalty and trust and a real sense of admiration for each other. And that's what it's showing that you have for Kathy, John. I love that. Tell us a little bit, one other quality of Kathy that we can get to know her better.
Well, she works for the Children's Hospital there in Virginia, in Norfolk, the CHKD. She works for the IT department. And, you know, her boss, because she's such a go-getter, he just tells everybody that, if you got questions, just ask Kathy, because she probably knows the answer better than I do. So, I mean, she just, whatever she puts forth, just like the marriage, 120%, you know, she just takes it on.
Beautiful. So. Beautiful. And I clipped out a little bit on me, John, on my end of the connection, but it sounds like your wife really helped you spiritually.
She did. Yes, mm-hmm. She did. Very much so.
Beautiful. So. Beautiful. Well, John,
and she's a Eucharistic minister in the church. So, yeah.
Oh, so she's in ministry. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Well, you tell Kathy we love her too, John, and safe driving. We love our truckers. Thank you so much for listening to Take Two. You guys have been with us for since the very beginning. One of our first calls we had was from a trucker, and it has continued for 10 plus years. So thank you for all you do for us. So safe driving, John. You've got your guardian angel beside you. Okay, beautiful call. We're going to get to Tony next. And before I get to Tony, let me just share The Doctor Is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi coming up next on most of these EWTN stations. Today is Look Back Friday. Dr. Ray revisits calls from previous shows and adds additional comments. And he always has these great comments to add. So catch The Doctor Is In. Tony in Cedar Rapids, Iowa is up next on KMMK. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Hi. We actually have the station is in repair right now. So I'm in the what we call Studio Immaculata fixing this side with a new computer. So
I
just was listening to the National Youth Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Going on in NCIC and we're just keeping on EWTN all day long, so it's great to hear. But you know, actually the question that I called in for was the first caller kind of answered my question, which was kind of cool, but because she was talking about you know, a friendship that went awry, and you were asking for those different kind of situations. I was on the forgivee side. And so it was with some people that had been longtime friends, actually at the age of our children now, which are, 34 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bump that happened, you know, kind of like a long, long time ago. And then this bump happened, and it had to do with me not properly filtering things that I say. you know, mm-hmm. to the degree that they needed at the time. Mm-hmm. And now I know this. But and things taking like just like, oh, my gosh, how could somebody interpret this to mean this other thing?
Right.
But anyway, we had that deal. I wrote an apology letter, you know, and that type of thing. And it was a long, long time, you know, before I heard anything back. And it was, I guess, basically through a spiritual director on her side that said, you got to do this. But there's a whole different ball game between that and the reconciliation. The reconciliation can take a real long time. And I think that the first caller addressed that issue. And that and my takeaway was that, you know, have continued involvement. Don't just say, well, so much for that one. Mm-hmm. But in continued involvement to the degree of which, you know, you can be. And I think this is good because you still can be, you know, a positive influence in situations. So you shouldn't just say, oh, the heck with this. So
Right.
Yeah,
Tony, I love your take on this. Absolutely amazing. And it's so true. We don't have to necessarily cut people off. People can be moved to the outer circles of our friendship life, right? We can do that. We can also pray for them. We can also ask our guardian angel to go to their guardian angel. There's always a way to stay connected. That's how our good Lord set it up. Look how he set up the angelic realm. It's a very complex organization, the angel realm, right? And then you look at us and on this earth, we are the church militant, but we are connected to the church suffering, and we are connected to the church triumphant in this beautiful community of communion of saints. But we are the church militant. So how do we stay connected? Through prayer, through our deeds, through our desires, through our interactions. And it's something that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I agree with you, Tony. I think there's ways, especially when we get older, we can say, you know, hey, this person forgave me. I asked for forgiveness. They offered that. How beautiful that is. It may not bring us totally reconciled here on this side of the veil, but you're still connected. Even with friendships, even with children, when we have our adult children that sometimes walk away from parents and grandparents, they're still our children. They're just not, they're not engaging on a daily basis. Tony, it's a really good angle. And actually you prompted me to put another topic on for January. I hope you maybe will call back in for January when we start our new topics for the new year, because this is a really good, I think we're really diving deep into this, and this could help all of us with friendships, with relationships, with things that are very important to us on this journey of life. Tony, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. I'm going to move to Paula in Orange County, New York on Sirius XM 130. Paula, I wanted to squeeze you in. Hopefully, Matthew, I'll get to you. So hang on. If not, there's always unscripted. But Paula, you go right ahead.
Hi, I'm just calling because I'd like to share the beautiful friendship that I've had with the same person for the last 50 years. We became friends when we were 15, and we have been through ups and downs with our families. She has been the most supportive person. We are still friends today. We live about an hour away from each other, but we manage to see each other once a month.
Beautiful.
She's such a good friend that if I have a problem with someone, I will call her and say, don't judge me, but I want you to hear this situation. And the first thing she will say to me is, I will never judge you.
Aww.
And then she will honestly tell me, I don't think you're right in this situation, and I actually take her advice with love. We are such good friends. I am so blessed to have her. We are now 66 and 67 years old.
Wow.
Like I said, we've been friends since we're 15. We've
Beautiful.
Been godparents to each other's children.
Yeah.
We have been through everything together, and I have to say I am so blessed to have her.
Beautiful.
We
Can you
just
give us...
love each other like family.
Yeah, 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 like a sister. Can you give us her first name, Paula? I want to put her in the book.
Yes, her first name is Betty Ann.
Betty Ann. I love it. Well,
yes.
I hope she's listening. If not, you can send her this episode. Paula, you are blessed. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. I am going to try to squeeze in Matthew from Dickinson, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Matthew, you literally have about a minute, but you go right ahead.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air, Matthew. You've got about a minute.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Today has been a sequence of events. This was the third event when I decided to turn this radio station on. My friend Dave has this radio station on 24/7 whenever he's awake. I go visit him, and the station's in the background, and it alludes often to this radio program. So my friend Dave is a source for life. This program right now, as you came on the air today, is a source for life. So God, in our valleys, like David, I'm involved with David, Psalm 54. Mm-hmm. He was in a very dark place. I have come to a very dark place only to discover this moment, and it's full of life. Mm-hmm. And I, God bless this radio station, because all we hear is tragedy on the news. Newsworthy is tragedy, and this news is good news, and thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Matthew. That was beautiful. You were the perfect caller to end this wonderful episode of Take Two. And oh, you always know you have friends and family here at Take Two, so, and the whole EWTN family. So, Matthew, you're awesome. Always remember your name means a gift of God. Always remember that. It's a great name. Okay, what a beautiful, wow. Everybody that called in, listen to everybody. Sheila and Dot and John and Tony and Paula and Matthew. Great job. And you guys are amazing. Everybody on social media as well. Julietta from Springfield, Missouri says, I have three awesome friends. We all met in the military, but we've gone in different directions since then. And we never grew apart, though. That is wonderful, Julietta. Oh, we love you guys. Thank you to the show team. Michael, Matt, and Rich did a great job. Okay, now you guys can get started with your weekend. You know what? Tune into the Spirit World tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're talking all about gratitude. That's tomorrow. Okay, that'll do it. We have another show topic for you on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. See you real soon.